pivotal message that needs to be preached that's not necessarily preached in the churches.
Did you hear Ellen Greenhill give you some shade? If you want to come over here, sir, you can get some shade behind my sign. Did you hear Ellen Green's gospel?
I did not.
He gave a 30-second gospel, and he stood up there and he said, if you believe in Jesus and you want to have eternal life, tell Jesus you're sorry for your sin and you want to be a friend of God and say this prayer. And he said a prayer. There was no repentance. There was no leaving sin. There was no coming out of the world. There was no obedience. There was no call to tell you you must endure every day. These are the false, easy belief gospels. Why I stand against this in churchianity is they're making false converts. They're going to pray with these people and tell them, congratulations, you entered the kingdom of God and you'll never lose your soul. They think they can go and live any way they want. This is not of God, and the churches are guilty of it. This is feeding off of the churches. And so why are you here if you know this truth? Jesus Messiah on your shirt. Why are you here if you know this truth? Why would you link to this? This is carnal entertainment, not worship. Why would you be here, young man?
I didn't hear what that lady said about the man. The gospel.
It was a man. The guy that leads this. His name's Green.
I didn't
you were just saying everything against what he teaches.
What do you mean?
You were saying that repentance is a bad word and people don't really turn from sin.
I said that that's what people believe, and I'm exhorting you.
Yeah, exactly, but that's what he believes. He doesn't preach repentance.
I didn't know that.
Have you looked at the church systems? They're corrupt. They keep pagan holidays. They keep many false ways. It's Satan's invention to deceive you. Do you guys know what a placebo is? It's a sugar pill. Yeah. The doctor gives it to you and says, here, this will make you better. Then they give medicine to somebody else who's really sick, and they decide, hey, this guy got well. It was just a sugar pill. It must have been just his power of positive thinking or whatever they say in the survey. This is just placebo Christianity. None of this is going to save anyone. And my gospel, not my gospel, it's Paul's, it's Jesus' gospel. On that card I gave you a card, right? Yeah. Test yourself at my website, don'tperish.com, for free. The shed blood of Jesus calls you out of this. By repentance, holiness and obedience is the fruit you're born of God. And then you follow him out of the world's ways, politics, sports, entertainment, movies, video games, cultural dress is pride and vanity that God's hate, and then you endure in sound doctrine to the end. That's the path to eternal life. You don't raise your hand, say a prayer, and attend this stuff, and then live like the world. That's hypocrisy. Yeah. So, do you go to a church?
I've been in and out of churches, but I've seen what you.
I don't know of one that's biblical.
You don't know of one?
Name one.
There's some that are close, but
there's some that teach more truth than others, but they still teach a lot of sin and error. What did Jesus say in Revelation 2 and 3 to the churches, the bodies of Christ, that he said, you've left your first love and you have sinned? What did he say? It's okay because you're close enough? He said, repent or I'll remove your lampstand. If you have one sin in your life that you know you're doing willfully and you don't stop it, it's on your record, not on Jesus. You're going to lose your soul. So I would encourage both of you to see how sinful this is, repent of it, and if you ever want godly people to study the Bible with and get encouragement from, contact me. I don't want your money. This is all about money. There's millionaires that are going to come up in his cage. John Cooper from Skillet is worth $12 million. Do you think he invented a company and makes money that way? He's music. What did Jesus do when he was angry about them selling the things of God? He made a whip and turned over tables. John Cooper played at Hellfest. Do you know what that is?
Doesn't sound good.
Hellfest is a concert gathering for demonic, Satan-worshipping bands. On my website, I have a testing of this place. Look it up. John Cooper is on the stage. Look at.
That's what he's doing.
He's going like this to the crowd. And they're body surfing people with their all doing the devil forks. John Cooper believes that Marvel Comics. Do you know anything about Marvel Comics? It's superheroes.
Yeah.
Superheroes have what? Superpower.
Yeah.
Where do they get them from? Witchcraft, paganism, mysticism. He believes that they are actually teaching good things about your superhero, Jesus. This guy is demented. He wears eye makeup. Covered in tattoos. That sound like Jesus Christ?
That stuff actually does a detriment to the truth because it's a Marvel comic strip miniaturized and they expand and exploded on the big screen. And they tie those things with
their new age,
Christmas. You have like
yep. Christmas is a pagan holiday.
And they teach their children Santa's real, but they come to find out it's not real, but then they tie it with Jesus Christ, and they also believe that he's not real.
You must.
That he's just another Santa.
Yeah,
No, the comic strips and the movies and stuff, they're just like that.
They're all rooted in Satan. Actors are hypocrites. In the Greek, literally, means hypocrite. Look at that. You know about the movie series Chosen?
I don't watch it.
It's totally false. The guy doing it that's playing Jesus is Roman Catholic. And it's promoted by Mormons that believe Jesus and Lucifer are brothers.
Hey, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tupos.
Tupos?
What's your name?
Curtis. Yep. Hey, is your things on the card, your contact information?
Yeah, my email's on there, my website for free. I got 1,000. I teach. I travel the country and preach. I sold everything I own to go do this. I don't want anyone's money. We don't take money. We support ourselves. We're van dwellers. We live in our van and we travel the country and preach outside at festivals, outside churches, out in the street. We preach to the homeless people all the way up to the guy in the million-dollar motorhome.
I covered that.
And I got brothers that would love to edify other men if you're godly and you want to follow after biblical saints. I know saints all over the world. I'd love to hear from you.
I love you, man.
I love you, brother.
I haven't gotten many hugs today. I've got a lot of threats to be run off and a lot of lies. And you show you the fruit of this place. See that entrance way? We walked in before anything was going on. 5 security guards swooped on me, almost grabbed me and said, "You got to leave." And I said, "Oh, no, don't touch me. I don't have to leave." I said, "This is all free public sidewalk." No, you got to leave. They didn't say, "Hey, do you love Jesus? Are you my brother? Let's talk to you. What difference do you have? Let's open the Bible. Let's talk about it." They threatened me with the police. I said, "Call them. The police will back up my First Amendment rights." They called them. The police said, "Where is he?" "He's on the sidewalk and on the street. Can't touch him. Sorry. Until he's beating people with a stick or something." And they got mad. And then the leader, Green, came up to me and lied and said that the security guards only wanted to pray with me, that they weren't threatening to throw me out. It'll all be on my testing. I've got a testing up of Life Light right now. By the end of tomorrow, I'm going to have all the videos and audios, because I make audios and videos for safety. I have a body cam for safety. Wicked haters go and lie and say what I'm not saying. So Jesus said, be wise as a serpent, gentle as doves. So we're peaceful. And we're just looking for seekers like you to encourage you to come out of this. Today I witnessed to a lady, so did my wife. She had 3 small children. She was coming in and she said, "I'm just coming here because I heard there's music and I want to love God in my spirit." I said, "This is not the place. This is not biblical spirit-filled worship." She came in. Yeah, but this is not it. She came in. She caught me walking out. She goes, "Preacher, preacher." I said, "What?" She goes, "I'm out of here." And I said, "You are, ma'am. Why?" She goes, "This is riling up my flesh." She goes, "This music makes me fleshly, like in my worldly life." She goes, "I'm out of here. Come on, kids, let's go." She goes, "Thank you for warning me." She left. And that's what we come to do. The masses won't hear. They don't have ears to hear, eyes to see. Maybe you too do. But go deep, repent, get your life in order, because Christ's wrath is coming. He's coming in 2 Thessalonians 1 in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God. That sounds like the world, right? And those who don't obey the gospel. They are not obeying the gospel. This is a man-made religious system that, guess what, woos your flesh. This isn't biblical music. The saints sung with their lips in the New Testament. That's it.
It does say true and proper worship is to give up your life as a living sacrifice.
This isn't even worship.
This isn't.
Worship is following Jesus every day and losing everything. You're going to lose all your friends, your family, your career aspirations, your flesh. You're going to lose everything if that's worship.
Tell me your name one more time.
Tupos.
Tupos?
Tupos. My name used to be James. When I was born again, I decided I hated that name because I was a drunken, worldly, fighting man. Tupos in the Greek means be an example. My wife is Sister Amen. She's not Roman Catholic. I call her sister because she's my sister in the Lord. Her name means faithful. Her name used to be Debbie. When we hear James and Debbie, you know what we think about? Drunken, fighting, idolatrous, listening to carnal music like this and acting like idiots. When we hear Amen and Tupos, guess what we think of?
Amen. Amen. Hey, the Lord will give us a new name too.
He does. Revelation 2. That's why we did it. On a white rock. I know he's going to give me another new name. But we took one now. There's no mysticism in it. If you were to ever join us in fellowship with us, we don't make people do that. The only rule is, ready? Someone else has to give you your name. You can't pick your own. Like, I picked my name Tupos. No, somebody gave it to me because it should exemplify who you are. Like, my wife is faithful, so she gets it. And I try to be an example as a teacher, an elder, overseer of a group of people online. So I want to be an example. And so I have brothers that I study with all over the world. If you ever want to go deep in the scriptures and you ever want to get connected and be edified every day in truth, not Sunday flesh.
Amen, brother.
I hope you leave.
I'm heading out right now.
Good. Hope to hear from you, man. First name again?
Curtis. Two post.
Kevin.
Yeah. You email me and talk to me, and I want to encourage you. You too. I want to encourage you in the Word of God to go much deeper than this. And Hebrews 3:13 says, exhort each other daily, lest you be caught up in the deceitfulness of sin. Sunday church service for an hour ain't enough. My brothers and I encourage each other all day long, and all those the ones that can. Some of them work late nights. We get on the phone and talk for 2-3 hours a night. What do you think we talk about? The Packers? No. Fishing and hunting? No. Our favorite sports teams or our favorite hobbies? No. What do you think we're talking about? Christ, the Word, and doctrine, how we can be better men of God, how we can preach, how we can be better and come out. I told a whole group of family members that was standing over there, this young woman was listening like you. It's been awesome. We have had quite a few seekers listening. And I said, I may have come just for you. I owned a beautiful homestead in central Missouri, off-grid. I owned a whole valley. It was right by a lake. The deer and turkeys used to come up to my porch. I could feed them by hand. I'm an old man. I retired. I got enough money. I could sit, hunt, and fish the rest of my life. I sold it all to fund me further to come do this. Do you know why, Curtis? I can never meet you sitting on my homestead. I can never meet you and encourage you sitting in my homestead in my flesh, but I can meet you by coming here and encourage you to go deep, so we're here for you. All right, man. I love you. God be praised. God be praised. Test yourself to the Word of God. Seek after the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.